Good morning everyone.
I am Sudha Maheshwari, Assistant Professor from the Department of Computer Science. Now I am here to share something about multimedia. What's multimedia? Multimedia is the field concerned with the computer-controlled integration of text, graphics, drawings, stills and moving images, animation, audio and any other media where every type of information can be represented, stored, transmitted and processed digitally. The basic elements of multimedia are text, graphic, animation, video and audio. Text are the characters that are used to create words, sentences and paragraphs. Graphics refers to a digital representation of non-text information such as drawing, chart or photograph. Animation refers to flipping through a series of still images, that is, it's a series of graphics that create an illusion of motion. Video in the form of video, photographic images that are played back at the speed of 15 to 30 frames a second and provide the appearance of a full motion picture. Audio can be generated by any music, speech or any other sound. Multimedia presentation is categorized into two types, that are linear representation and non-linear interactive. Linear active content progresses often without any navigational control for the viewer, such as cinema presentation. Now in non-linear, it uses the interactivity control to progress as with a video game or self-paced computer-based training. The applications of multimedia spreads in many areas such as advertisements, art, education, entertainment, engineering, medicine, mathematics, business, scientific researches. In education, multimedia can be used as a source of information. Students can search encyclopedias such as Encarta, which provide facts on the variety of different topics using multimedia presentations. Teachers can use multimedia presentations to make lessons more interesting by using animations to highlight or demonstrate key points. A multimedia presentation can also make it easier for students to read text rather than trying to read a teacher's writing on the board. Programs which show pictures and text while children are reading a story can help them learn to read. These two are the form of multimedia presentation. Multimedia is also used in advertising and selling products on the internet. Some businesses use multimedia for training CD, where CD-ROM or online tutorials allow staff to learn at their own speed and at a suitable time to the staff and the company. Another benefit is that the computer do not have to pay the additional expenses of an employee attending a course away from the workplace. People use the internet for a wide range of reasons, including shopping and finding out about their hobbies. The internet has many multimedia elements embedded in web pages, and web browsers support a variety of multimedia formats. Many computer games use soundtracks, 3D graphics and video clips. Multimedia presentations may be viewed in person on stage, projected, transmitted or played locally with a media player. Broadcast and recording can be either analog or digital electronic media technology. Digital online multimedia may be downloaded or streamlined. Streaming multimedia can be live or on demand. Multimedia games and simulations may be used in a physical environment with special effects with multiple users in an online network or locally with an offline computer game system or simulator. Enhanced level of interactivity are made possible by combining multiple forms of multimedia content, but depending on what multimedia content you have, it may vary. Online multimedia is increasingly become object-oriented and data-driven, enabling applications with collaborative end-user innovation and personalization on multiple forms of content over time. It's user-friendly, it's multi-sensorial, it is integrated and interactive, it is flexible, and it can be used for a wide variety of audiences ranging from one person to a whole group. These are the advantages of multimedia. The main disadvantages of multimedia are information overloaded. Because it is so easy to use, it can contain too much information at once. It takes time to compile. Even though it is flexible, it takes time to put the original draft together. It can be expensive. It is too much make it Too much makes it unpractical. Large files like video and audio has an effect of the time it takes for your presentation to load. Adding too much can mean that you have to use a larger computer to store the files. Let me see the detailed information about multimedia in the next session. Thank you.